Don't just say you're good at what you do. Don't just say you're an expert in your space. Show them you're an expert in your space. Welcome to Living Limitless. I'm your host, Emily Dawn, full-time entrepreneur and coach for coaches. This is the place for you to be if you want to live your life with time, money, and location freedom. Because life is too short to have a backup plan. Are you asking yourself, how the heck are these people growing their coaching business so fast? If you are, stay tuned for today's episode as I'm going to talk about the four reasons why others and myself have been able to grow our coaching business efficiently. Everybody's entrepreneurial journey looks different. Everybody comes from a different background, a different mindset, different resources, which all can also be determining factors in the start of your business as well as the trajectory of your business. That being said, we have control over a lot of things in our life and in our business. And when we learn to take control of what we can control, we start to unlock those next levels. We start to unlock the mindset and the strategy and the systems and the action that is necessary for us to grow efficiently. So what is common between coaches that are able to grow their business fast? I have pinned it down to four things. So get your notepad, get your pen, get your phone notes out, whatever it may be, to write down these four things and tap into these four things and you will see growth. There is no doubt about that. The first attribute is adaptation. Being able to adapt is so vital. And it's extremely important when we're working in the area of social media and social media marketing, because we know how fast social media changes. We see how fast trends go. And so the moment we can hop on trends, the sooner we can hop on things that are changing and working, the sooner we can see the benefits of following that train. Yes, you want to do things to help yourself stand out, but when it comes to seeing what's working in the space, you want to follow that. You want to repeat a process that is proven, a process that works. And so if you're waiting back and you're not taking action as soon as you see things shift in your industry or on a social media platform, is yourself holding back from the ability to take yourself to that next level. So the question is, are you adapting? Are you adapting to your situation? Are you adapting to the trends? If you are observing and absorbing the information that is in your world, that is the first step, to observe, to absorb, and then to apply. It's one thing to have the knowledge, to know the things. It's another thing to actually put that into action. You don't want to keep your knowledge, the skills, these things all in your mind because it's not going to get you results. The application of what is in your mind, what knowledge you have to share, is what is going to get you results. The second thing that is allowing coaches to grow like never before is increasing their skill set by investing in themselves. So the more skills you have and the better you get at those skills are going to directly affect in your business. So when we are building our skills, I'm talking about money-making skills, so such as copywriting, pitching, actually improving our skill in which we serve in, so up-leveling our knowledge in fitness or up-leveling our knowledge in marketing or in mindset work, you know, whatever you serve in, also up-leveling our skills in that way. So the coaches that are growing have coaches. The coaches that are growing have invested in themselves and their business in some way or another, whether that be with their time, money, or often both. So the question to ask yourself, am I increasing my skill set? Am I investing in myself to become a better coach, to become a better marketer? If you are a solopreneur, you need to be up-leveling your skills in order to promote yourself. It's one thing to be able to deliver upon your service. It's another thing to sell your service. The third thing these coaches are doing is leveraging their wins and others' wins. So this is also commonly known as social proof or sharing testimonials. Are you showing the growth that you've had? Are you showing the growth that others that have worked with you have? And are you letting people know that they can have that same transformation as well? Why is social proof so important and so powerful? Because people then can imagine themselves getting that same result, having that same transformation. And that is so, so powerful for your ideal client to feel the emotion that they want to feel and imagine themselves being in that position that you help people get to is something that encourages your ideal client to take action and to take that next step and work with you. And last but not least, is they're good at telling stories. Stories are so powerful for the reasons I just explained about the social proof. Stories allow us to relate, allow us to help people go through the journey with us and see the outcome that they're after and how they can experience it too. So stories can be written in a variety of ways, but it's essentially taking somebody from point A to point B in written, visual, or verbal format. So stories aren't just for your written content. Stories can be in your lives, in your YouTube videos, in your podcasts, in your DMs. By taking somebody from point A to point B and letting them relate along the way, what we say and what happens in between the point A and point B is belief shifting. So to take somebody from where they're at to where they want to be, there needs to be a shift in their belief. And that is how we form habits. That is how we change our mindset, our mentality towards things. So if you can master the ability to tell stories, you are going to master the ability to market yourself efficiently and ultimately create content that converts. So to wrap this up, how have I grown fast in my coaching business? How have others grown fast in their coaching business, taking their business from zero to four-figure months, four-figure weeks, five-figure months, five-figure weeks, and beyond is through these four things. First one, adaptation, hopping on trends as they're seeing them, not waiting for approval or somebody to give you the green light to go out there and take action. Number two, increasing their skill set, up-leveling, surrounding themselves with people that are going to challenge their mind, challenge their skills, and allow them to take them to that next level with their surrounding people. Third, leveraging your wins and others' wins. Sharing testimonials is proof in the pudding. Don't just say you're knowledgeable. Don't just say you're good at what you do. Don't just say you're an expert in your space. Show them you're an expert in your space. Show them that you did it and so can they. And number four, tell stories. Take people through the journey and let them see what shift needs to happen in their life, in their business, in their health, in their fitness, for them to achieve what they desire, their vision. Okay, adaptation, invest in yourself, social proof, utilize it, and tell stories. I want it to be as concise as possible because these are all such strong points. I could talk on each of them way more in depth if you would like, but I wanted to touch on all of those because I get people coming into my DMs that have been in business 6 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Often the people in the 1 to 2 year range are wondering, how are these coaches taking from their business from zero to five figure months, from zero to six figure years to multiple six figure years in such a short amount of time? And that is why I want to talk on this. And this is what you can apply. Which areas are you falling short on? Which areas do you need to improve upon? And if you are looking for support in growing your coaching business, then I am here for you. I help female coaches by utilizing organic Facebook marketing strategy, more specifically utilize their Facebook group to hit five-figure months. So if you are at the stage where you're like, I am ready to take that next step, I want to see my group grow, my email list, and my impact, then DM me the word impact, or you can book a call with me. In the show notes, I have a link to book a strategy call with me, and we can talk about it. We can see where you're at in your business versus where you want to be, and essentially see if I'm going to be the right fit to help you get you to point A to point B, shift your beliefs so you can unlock that limitless mindset and action in order for you to achieve what you ultimately desire, which is some sense of freedom. I hope you enjoyed today's concise but valuable episode, and be sure to rate and subscribe if you haven't already. Stay tuned, and I will be seeing you next week, or actually, you'll be listening next week. Okay, bye for now. If you enjoyed listening to today's episode, be sure to rate and subscribe. To connect with me further, you can find me in my Facebook group, Ambitious Women Entrepreneurs and Coaches, or on Instagram at Emily Dawn Coach. You can also check out the show notes to get direct links, and I will catch you for the next episode.